Track 21.
I feel quite confident with talking, sharing my thoughts, listening to people, and so this is for me no problem, probably because I'm talkative, so it helps a lot, I think. When you have lots of things to say, you learn fairly quickly how to say them. I think I personally need to concentrate on my writing, on checking my writing, because I write quite fast and I think quite fluently, but I never take too much care to recheck if I use the proper word. Sometimes it sounds a bit stupid to read afterwards. My main problem in English, actually, is I still have a hard time catching the regional accents, for instance, a Scottish accent or Welsh accent or a very deep American accent, Texan accent. I have a hard time. I think I probably need a bit more exposure to these regional languages from all around the world. I think the best way to do this is first watch movies who are coming from all these different countries. And second, when you have a bit more money to travel to this country and spend more time learning the special expressions that they use in these countries. For instance, I went to Australia twice already, and I learned a lot of their expressions that are typical Australian, and it's nice as well to be able to recognize, this guy is Australian, because I recognize these expressions. I think it's part of the richness of the English language, that it's spoken everywhere in the world, but you have everywhere different culture using it.